The moon has become a big deal lately because lots of countries and companies want to explore it and use its stuff. This has started a race to be the best in space. China, India, Japan, and the US have all landed spacecraft on the moon. They're even planning to build bases and send people there. But this race could cause problems because the laws about space exploration aren't keeping up with all the progress. In 1967, a treaty called the Outer Space Treaty said that no country can own the moon. It belongs to everyone and should be explored for the benefit of all nations. But this treaty was made because people were scared that space would become a war zone during the Cold War. The current space race is different because it's not just countries, but also private companies, trying to explore the moon. This raises questions about how we should regulate using the moon's resources. Even though countries are the main ones exploring the moon, private companies are getting more involved. But these companies still need permission from a country to go to space, and that's limited by international treaties. It's a big deal to be one of the first to land on the moon because it brings a lot of prestige and money. The moon's resources, like minerals and water, are really valuable. Water is especially important because we can use it for drinking, making oxygen, and fuel for rockets. The US is trying to make new rules for exploring the moon with the Artemis Accords. These rules say that we should follow the international treaties when using the moon's resources, but we might need some new rules too. More than 40 countries have agreed to these rules, but China hasn't. Some people think the United Nations should make the new rules so that every country can be involved. In the end, the moon is becoming a place where lots of countries and companies want to go and use its resources. The laws we have now aren't keeping up with all the progress, which is causing problems. We need new rules to make sure we use the moon's resources fairly and peacefully. The United Nations and international cooperation will be really important in deciding how we explore the moon in the future.